people were saying, let's jump on a call, I don't want to put anything in writing. When I saw that, I was like, oh no.
And their suspicions have only grown about the man running the course.
Now, I don't know if it was a complete ruse or if he just failed in his business model, but it was very disingenuous.
And despite continuing to post on LinkedIn, Simon Davies has become harder to reach.
He's blocked me. His numbers are all out of service because I tried to message him on WhatsApp. And then I said, okay, I need my money back, sir.
The BBC File on 4 investigates. We've been trying to track down Simon, a prolific networker whose claims of powerful business connections don't always add up. I'm Yemisi Adegoke, and this is Duped in Dubai.
We are now arriving at Liverpool Street.
This is a story about investments, about wealth management and the people involved in that work.
The people that you see here are in like either suits or quarter zips, talking on their phones.
So I've come to the City of London because this is the heart of finance. This is where people trust companies to invest their money for them. It's this mix of sort of the old and the new. All glass, all steel. The building in front of me is full of skilled investment professionals. They've got proven track records of making returns for their clients. BlackRock is trusted with more than $14 trillion of savings. Pension funds and the super rich trust companies like BlackRock to invest in specially curated funds that follow carefully devised long-term strategies. Investors tend to favor funds launched by established names, which makes it hard for newcomers.
It's pretty difficult. I mean, let's just take a step back and just kind of walk through what a person's doing.
Mike Supravici runs a program for emerging fund managers, the people who want to work in an industry like this.
A person saying, hey, investor, let me manage your money for the next 10 to 15 years, even though I don't have a lot of experience in doing so. Right? So that, by definition, is a pretty high bar to clear.
Yet it can happen. Mike says his accelerator program has helped launch more than 900 ventures. Investors can make big returns taking risks on the right person.
They have to have something that makes them uniquely qualified to be able to overperform and do this. So maybe they are a scientist, and so when a bunch of biotech founders pitch them this idea, they're able to discern between whether this has the potential to be a real business or not. Another example could be that they themselves are like a network leader that just draws lots and lots of interesting founders to them that they can be able to pick from, and that gives them an edge.
Participants in Mike's four-month VC Lab program get advice from Silicon Valley experts, but he says there are no guarantees.
The program is free, but it's really, really hard. You have to hit certain milestones. You have to do things the right way.
So you don't guarantee investment, right?
Yeah, it's impossible to do that. If anyone claims that, by definition, your spidey sense should be very high. For an organization to be able to find the perfect investor that matches this very specialized thesis of this individual, they can then also trust that this individual is going to manage their money very well for a very long time, that they don't know, and be able to do that in some sort of programmatic way, it's pretty hard to do that.
But Cheyenne was under the impression that completing the Dubai program would deliver such an investment. So in July 2025, she embarked on the OCTA Accelerator course. OCTA meaning increased in Latin. It was devised by British businessman Simon Davies.
He's a bit quirky and odd, but he seems maybe that he has good intentions.
Cheyenne had spoken to members of earlier cohorts of the program who vouched for Simon. Once she got to Dubai, she got to meet him for herself.
He's very friendly. He kisses you on the cheek. He makes you feel like you're his niece or something. He compliments you. He's very charismatic.
Cheyenne has agreed to speak on the condition that we don't use her real name. She says she's worked hard to get where she is and is worried about her career being harmed.
My parents came from the global south. They worked really, really hard. And so that kind of embedded in me this idea that I can control as much of my reality as possible through my own outcomes.
Attending Simon's course in person wasn't compulsory, but Cheyenne actually moved to Dubai because she thought it would help.
Credibility, right? Like, you need to be able to show that you're in the region, that you care.
For over 30 years, I've traveled the globe searching for thundercorns.
Like Cheyenne, Simon Davies isn't afraid to travel to get a deal over the line.
Investment management industry founders capable of building multi-billion dollar assets under management businesses.
His LinkedIn videos for the Okta course see him pop up in numerous countries, including Switzerland, South Korea, and Germany.
I'm in Munich, Germany, deep in autumn 2025. You're going to see some of the colors on these beautiful trees.
He's really slick, very professional, dressed really well, expensive watch, expensive shoes, staying in a really nice hotel in Munich.
Mark Witten was impressed when he met Simon in person. Like Cheyenne, he then paid an £18,000 fee to sign up to the program.
All of us were very excited. Fund managers are quite competitive people. We all wanted to do well. We all wanted to put our best foot forward.
Mark participated remotely, as did Judith, who joined an earlier cohort hoping to secure investment for her sustainability fund.
I've been in the investment industry for over 40 years, and I wasn't necessarily expecting to learn very much from the course.
Like Cheyenne, Judith is fearful of the negative consequences of speaking to us, so we've agreed to change her name. Like others, she's worried about the professional consequences.
You know, we're trying to break into probably what is one of the most competitive industries on the planet to get into.
Joining the same cohort as Judith was ex-US Marine Andrew Mueller, who was launching a carbon project fund. Across 2025, these participants worked on their business plans, attending weekly calls, coaching sessions, and submitting homework.
You would be given some sort of homework to do. You would maybe get a call, a one-on-one, maybe once a week with the guest lecturers. It felt like a lot of them were promoting their businesses.
The course was really just a weekly series of service providers. One time it would be an HR specialist. We had two different specialists on LinkedIn.
Big focus was on LinkedIn, posting lots of content, lots of videos, kind of almost building a story.
It was just building your brand. So anybody could have taken it, really. It wasn't really tailored towards fund managers.
Although Andrew, Mark, and Cheyenne weren't overly impressed, other participants told us they found some of the sessions useful. Cheyenne says there was one reason she was willing to put up with it.
The whole experience was quite amateur, to be honest, but the promise of capital towards the end was intriguing.
But to graduate and get that capital, the participants still had to work up their plans for their funds. This is kind of like in The Apprentice, where the candidate's final proposals are scrutinized. But on the Okta course, it's Simon deciding if they're investor ready. And if they are...
He said, we expect we'll be able to get you up and running with $1 million in seed capital into the general partner, the investment management company.
Mark was keen to press Simon on the full details of the investment on offer.
He would also then help you build out investment into your fund via limited partners, basically investors.
Mark's contract states,
graduates of the program will, subject to satisfying the information requested, be offered seed and staking capital. Amounts are bespoke to each participant and graduation is not guaranteed.
So, an offer of an unspecified amount, should they graduate. Experienced fund professional Judith was keen to get to the bottom of who Simon had lined up to invest in their funds.
One of the backers, he claimed to be somebody high up in the Ministry of Finance of Abu Dhabi, which is one of the Emirates, that they were a big funder of the scheme, would be putting money into the managers.
We think this refers to a government official, also listed on a brochure for the Okta program. In it, the official is listed as an advisor to Simon. We've also seen the same official post comments on LinkedIn in reply to Simon's weekly newsletter called Thundercorn.
If somebody associated with the government or a government sovereign wealth is prepared to back you, then a lot of private investors will see that as a recommendation, in a sense. So that was an important aspect.
Like Judith, another person interested in the course was keen to learn more about Simon's financial backers for the program, so they get on a call with him. They've shared a recording of that call with us and have asked to remain anonymous. Their conversation gets a bit technical, but it seems important. Simon offers a breakdown of the amounts on offer to graduating fund managers, known as general partners or GPs.
So think of a package of 4 to 6, of which $1 million would be a GP Topco stake.
Simon seems to be saying that there's up to $6 million in investment available should this person graduate. Part of that would come from underlying investors into their fund, known as limited partners or LPs.
Then let's go off and just build a business together. The ticket in the AUM is not going to change your world, therefore, but it is enough to start being able to talk about it publicly and unlock those other LPs, not just in the Gulf, by the way. You know, it opens a lot of doors, really, to know that there's a proper institutional player in. We're obviously not a sovereign, but in fact, some of the money we deploy is sovereign. So there's some quite nice story around that. And the idea is just to get you in the game in the Middle East.
Simon then elaborates on where that investment would come from.
So 5% of the pool comes from my family, 60% from the family, which is a public-private exposed Gulf family, very, very powerful. But his family are in everything.
We're not naming the government official because we haven't seen any evidence he was actually involved in the course or had offered any funding. But his background in finance means he's exactly the kind of name a fund manager would want to hear. With reassurances from Simon like the ones you've just heard, the participants continue with their courses despite their reservations. And after 12 weeks, it's time for the graduation event.
It's in person, it's in Dubai, and he's doing it at reputable places, right? He's doing it at the Capital Club, or we're getting toured through the Dubai financial market.
Unlike the other participants you've heard, ex-Marine Andrew Mueller didn't pay for his place on the course. That's because in the months before, he says he paid Simon thousands of dollars to attend other investor events. Simon told Andrew an investor was interested in backing his fund on one condition. He complete a medical check.
He had said that the last person that this family had invested in had a cardiac arrest, so had a heart attack. So I went and spent about $2,000 on a full workup.
Andrew passed the medical, but the investment never materialized.
And then within a month, it was the Alta cohort, and that would be the new hurdle. Come be a part of it, and in that process, we'll finish out your term sheet.